Detective,
there's a situation that demands the best of the best.
Brick mansions. It's so dangerous, we built a wall around it. No one gets in. Now their leader's got the mayor and half the city hostage.
I say we start the bidding at 30 million.
Think you can handle it?
The handle needs handling. We have no intel inside.
We've got someone who knows Brick Mansions.
The convict is my partner.
I got a plan to get us in.
Okay, here's the deal. I hadn't seen District 13 before I saw its remake Brick Mansions, so I never compared it to the original. Perhaps that's a good thing, because while Brick Mansion is a bigger film with more Hollywood flair to it, fans of the original will probably be a little disappointed. Still, I can't say I didn't have a ton of fun with Brick Mansions. The movie takes place in the not-too-distant future where the ghetto of Detroit has been sealed off. It follows an undercover cop played by Paul Walker in one of his last film roles who infiltrates the area with the help of a local vigilante to try and stop a bomb from killing millions of people. The story in the movie is painfully dumb at times, both as a result of the original French script and the changes Hollywood made in the remake. But that's not why you see a movie like this. You see it for the action, which is pretty awesome to watch. Using practical effects and explosions, plus the trademark parkour moves of its star David Bell, Brick Mansions turns out to be an exciting film. Brick Mansions gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.